Her Fearful Symmetry, read by Teddy Allen. Valentina didn't feel well that morning, so Julia went to the Tesco Express to buy chicken soup, Ritz crackers, and Coke, which the twins considered to be proper cuisine for invalids. As soon as Julia left, Valentina dragged herself out of bed, threw up in the toilet, went back to bed, and lay on her side, knees pulled up to her chest, burning with fever. She stared at the rug, tracing the gold and blue shapes with her eyes, and she began to fall asleep. Someone leaned over and looked at her closely. The person did not touch her. She merely had the feeling that someone was there, and that this person was concerned about her. Valentina opened her eyes. She thought she saw something dark, indistinct. It moved towards the foot of the bed. Valentina heard Julia come in through the front door, and she woke up completely. There was nothing at the foot of the bed. In a little while, Julia came into the room with a tray. Valentina sat up. Julia put the tray down and gave her a glass of Coke. Valentina rattled the ice cubes against the glass, touched it to her cheek. She took a tiny sip of Coke and then a bigger sip. "There was something weird in the room," she said. "What do you mean?" asked Julia. Valentina tried to describe it. "It was like a smudge in the air. It was worried about me." "That's nice of it," Julia said. "I'm worried about you too. Want some soup?"
"I think so. Can I just have the soup part and not all of the noodles and stuff?"
"Whatever." Julia went back to the kitchen. Valentina looked around the bedroom. It was just its regular morning bedroom self. The day was sunny, and the furniture seemed warm and innocent.
"I must have dreamed it. How bizarre, though."
Julia came in and gave her the soup in a mug. She put her hand on Valentina's forehead exactly the way Edie did. "You're burning up, Mouse." Valentina drank some soup. Julia sat at the foot of the bed. "We should find you a doctor."
"No, it's just the flu."
"Mouse, you know you can't not have a doctor. Mom would freak. What if you have an asthma attack?"
"Yeah, can we call Mom?"
They had called home yesterday, but there was no rule that said they couldn't call twice in 1 week. "It's 4 a.m. at home," Julia said. "Later we can."
Okay.
Valentina held out the mug. Julia put it on a tray.
"I think I want to sleep."
"Okay." Julia drew the curtains, took the tray, and left. Valentina curled up again, content. She closed her eyes. Someone sat next to her and smoothed her hair. She fell asleep smiling.